opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Cyberspace is a place that only a human being locates, where there's so much information to take. Then you enter an entirely new phase. Once you get on the internet, become World Wide Web.
Welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind. I'm your host and facilitator, Junius Ricardo Stanton, inviting you to stay tuned for interesting interviews, news you can use, and programming designed with you in mind. Free your mind, the rest will follow, right here on the Cyberspace Sanctuary, on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Lord.
Cyberspace is the place. Cyberspace is the place.
Heart and soul, body and mind, but the very essence of our existence is spirit. What is it about the human spirit that produces the courage and the strength to beat insurmountable odds, to survive and endure despite unbelievable circumstances? Our spirit embodies the very essence of our existence. We believe that it has been handed down from generation to generation, beginning in Africa, the motherland, where for eons, we believe that the Creator heard us when we cried, saw us when we faltered, and helped us along the way. And now, more than ever, it is time for us to get back in touch with the spirit that lives inside us all. Because without it, we are less than whole. But with it, there is nothing we cannot overcome. For the essence of our existence is
my name is Renoka Rashidi. I'm an avid fan of and a big supporter of Brother Junius Stanton.
And welcome to this edition of the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind, here on the Blake Radio Network. We heard Africana, Sounds of Blackness, setting the stage for our guest, Chief Elder Osiris Akibala, and we'll speak to him right after this. Don't go anywhere. You're logged on to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. My name is Junius Ricardo Stanton. Stay tuned.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
All right. Our guest on today's program is Chief Elder Osiris Akibala, who is a mystic. He's an author. His books include Lies About God, My God, the Creator. He's the founder of the Sankofa Repatriation Movement and also the Pan-African International Movement. No stranger to internet radio or any other conscious communication movement. And he's been a frequent guest on many radio programs, and we welcome him here today. How are you, brother?
I'm divine, my brother. What about yourself?
I'm divine also. We all are. It's just the problem is most of us don't know it.
There you go. We're going to do something about that.
Right. That's our mission today. Tell us a little bit about yourself, because many people recognize the name. You're a frequent contributor to many of the Yahoo groups and several other the group lists, and you're also on the internet. You have your own page on MySpace. And I was doing some research on you, and you have, there's a series on YouTube, Chief Elder Osiris Speaks, and I'd encourage people to go up and check that out and get a deeper insight into what you're about, because we probably won't be able to cover all of that today.
Right. Right. First, let me say this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Allow me to share this with you and your listening audience. It's about an abbreviation of my perspective on things and the issues that confront the life of black people. And when the issue is oppression, repression, persecution, and injustice, I have, when dealing with those issues and all others that are related to the suffering and pain of black people, I'm making my business to have a tall vision, if you understand what I mean. Meaning that my first interest, I make no apologies for this, my first interest is in black people. So make no mistake about it. My focus when dealing with black people is freedom. For the black race, freedom over advancement and social achievement in America. Because I'm not your conventional and orthodox yet, and I painstakingly make myself not to be so, because I am of a quality of mind that informs me when in communication with black people, that if I have nothing to share with black people that is not informative and can elevate black people mentally, spiritually, physically, about those things, information I share about those things that we have forgotten, then why am I here having a conversation with you, my brother, as your guest, if I cannot give to our people something in forms of information that we forgot? Because there aren't anything I can teach black people. I can only, through the form of teaching, remind us of what we once already knew. So I take no pleasure in serving as an echo to black people, you know, telling black folks what we have been hearing about all of our lives concerning how we ought to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and strive for the America dream and never a vision of Africa being for the Africans and black people being united in Africa. Therefore, without such a vision by those who are always in black people's face, claiming to have a dream about, you know, the changes we must want, not need, to make our lives better. And we have those communicating with black people who have yet to have a divine vision. But are those dreamers about America and black people condition in America? Dreaming those things to be redundant communication with black people. We just communicate with black people about things that black people have been hearing for year after year after year down through time. So it does me no benefit. We most certainly do not benefit black people. If all I have to share with black people is what white people have taught me to say to black people, which really will not be beneficial to the lives of black people. So you see, my presence, my action, is all about enlightening black people about who we are and what made us to be what we are not, which is a human being. Also, I do not enter into debate with minds that are, you know, not qualified to teach me something. Why should I? I do not engage myself in attempting to prove that which do not need to be proved, which is the divine truth, which is unprovable and is without an agenda made up by profane minds. So, from that mental perspective, this is who I am. And I could go on and give you the educational qualifications and the community activism that I've participated in down through the years. But I think that opening statement is more of an importance to black people than anything else. As you have informed them that, you know, I am the author of, it's really three books. My latest is Divine Spirituality, which I would recommend that it be on the shelves of every black home in the world, because it rivals the most popular book in the world, which we refer to as the Bible, because it's dealing with the true nature of the black. And as you know, I've been here quite a while on this planet, and I've been involved with the struggle, as we usually call it, and this was a popular usage and work of term when we was in the rebellion during the 60s, which I was there, and, you know, not on the sideline, but right in the midst of the fight to tear down the gates of segregation. I later learned through the years and through the gaining of wisdom and understanding that, you know, we were misled during those times. Our focus was on advancement and achievement and trying to get closer to white folks when it should have been about Africa and about our freedom. And since that time, I've been a devout student to my spiritual father, the Honorable Marcus God. If you want an insight in terms of who I am, then get to know who the Honorable Marcus God was. So this is where we are, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Now, you use the word freedom, you use liberation, and obviously from what you said, you feel that most so-called black people are off track and have been bamboozled. So share with us your definition of freedom and liberation and what we should be doing and where we should be headed.
Most certainly. Not a matter of, you know, what I feel about things. It's not a matter of my assumed perspective about things. It's about the way it is. And when we're dealing with freedom, we're dealing with the opportunity of having complete self-determination, of having complete will to achieve and accomplish those things that benefit the life of black people without condition. And when we're talking about the lives of black people in a divine way, we're talking about black people who no longer allow the oppressor to think for us, because we have reformed ourselves to become once again critical free thinkers. Must be if you're going to have a relationship with freedom. So as it is now, the black race functions not under the mind of our ancient cosmic divine first way ancestors, but we have assumed the mind of our oppressor. And that is the reason why you see the condition and the degradation that black people's lives are confronted with and is experiencing at this time. So freedom is having the ability to determine your own life goals and objectives, and to be able to make decisions for your life without it being dictated by somebody who have control over your mind.
Now, you just mentioned the freedom, critical thinking, and to make your decisions based on your own mind as opposed to being manipulated by someone else. In your writings, you often talk about the divine African mind and divine knowledge. Because most of us have been indoctrinated in Western thought, Western orientation, Western lifestyle, and values, share with us what you mean by divine African mind, divine knowledge, and how does one acquire that given there are no quote-unquote universities or pedagogical systems that teach that.
Okay. What we must do as black people is reassume the quality of self-confidence that will qualify us to have the ability to do an exploration internally of ourselves. In other words, when we're dealing with the spirituality of black people, when you hear me share about black people having a need to reclaim and regain our divine mind, all I am referring to is that black people must assume the ability of making decisions about things that we look at every day, an event that confronts our lives, using our own mind to make decisions about whether or not and how we are going to deal with those events, and not be influenced as to how we are to deal with those events. Having the use of our divine mind gives us the ability to travel deeply internally with the ability to discover all of those things that we see outside of us, the answer to, that we have questions about. So, critical thinking is criticizing everything that's been told to you is the way it is. Because what? The so-called imitation of knowledge or learning we claim to have today come not from the minds of black people in terms of the use of using profound reasoning and being rational and logical about reaching conclusions about things we question. We sit on our behind and allow the oppressor to do our reading to determine what is to be rational and logical in the conclusion about the things that we conclude about. And, you know, when you deal with divine truth and you use not profound reason and you are not rational and logical in reaching your conclusion, then the conclusion that you're using or reaching is a lie. Because divine truth follows a consistent pattern of profound reasoning, of being rational, of being logical, which means that each step of that process requires critical thinking from the power of your own mind, not from the dependency of someone else's mind that have told you the procedure to take to reach a conclusion about something. So, divinity has all to do about harmony, order, meaning that your perspective, your act of reading, your act of being rational, your act of being logical must proceed and follow the sequence that maintains a harmonious, rational conclusion that gives a balance to everything that you have concluded is the truth about a matter that you have questions about. And you only way you're going to do that is that you have to have order in your thinking, which requires the different mythology of thought than what black people use today. Because, you know, the method that we use in terms of thinking, because, you know, the method of thought is nothing but the mind. And since black people do not use our own individual collective method of thinking about those things that confront our lives, we are not influenced and dependent upon the oppressor to guide us, means that we no longer use our divine mind, but the mind of the oppressor. And that is why the black race is in the condition that it is in today.
All right, well, how do we go from being what I call stupefied, meaning we're in a stupor, or at the very least we have been programmed to think like the oppressor, or to think on a certain level that the oppressor wants us to think on. So how do we go from that to thinking critically and then thinking from a divine perspective? Because we have been brainwashed, as you well know, to not even to even entertain the notion that we are divine.
That's right. That's right. And that's a problem that we've got to confront. Even become aware of, because most black people are totally unaware of having a problem mentally. And it is a fact that the oppressor has caused us to become a mental imbalanced people. So what we have to do is come to the realization that everything that we think we know, you have to dismiss it. You have to clear this profane mind. And you do that by challenging everything that has been given to you to be the fact of the matter. And you do that by learning how to go into what I consider to be divine meditation. Not prayer.
Right.
That's religious.
Right. But I mean, you know, we've been taught to be outer directed, to focus everything outside of ourselves and to be somewhat discerning in terms of only letting in things that reinforce our belief system. So what you're saying goes totally against the belief system of the West. So a non-critical thinker would automatically dismiss that. And so I just want your clarification on this. You know, you're not talking about a mass movement of people waking up. It seems to me that you're putting it out there so each person will do it on an individual basis or personal level, hoping that the numbers of critical thinkers and the number of people who are becoming awake will increase.
Most certainly. Well, first of all, you know, we've got to demonize the terminology of belief. You know, that's Lucifer's term that he has created to maintain the confusion of the minds of black people. You cannot become introduced to the divine truth traveling the road of belief. Why? Because belief carries a certain amount of doubt. And when you're dealing with on the level of divinity, there is no room for doubt. So you have to learn how to reshape your entire vocabulary. That's what I meant about you have to dismiss everything that has been told to you is the truth. Because what you have now accepted as the truth did not come through the corridors of your divine mind, meaning that you did not reach those conclusions by using critical thinking, by going into deep divine meditation. We just sat on our behind and waited on the white man to come and tell us what he is and what he's not. So we remain to be a tool of that self that has control of our mind. Internal understanding, which comes through getting to know who we are, which is why our ancient cosmic divine first way ancestors left the instructions. They didn't do anything haphazardly. They didn't leave instructions to us without true and divine meaning. They were able to look down through the corridors of time to see where we would be at this point in time. That is why they left the instruction that in the final analysis of all things, when you have come down from your throne of divinity, in order to get back there, you're going to have to come to know thyself, know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing is thinking, not believing. So when you go into the processes of your meditation, And many of us don't know how to meditate and have a skewed understanding of what meditating is all about. When you're going into divine meditation, that is just an avenue, a mental avenue that is to be used. Something like a launching pad, like a rocket on a launching pad moving away from the gravity that's straining against this attempt to take off. When you're going into divine meditation, you're preparing to take off away from the mental aspect of your being. You cannot come into a relationship with the divine truth by being connected to your physical mental ability. Truth and its divinity reside beyond the mind.
Because right. Now, give us some tips on how to meditate, because like you said, we have either been given disinformation about meditation or it has been totally discouraged, you know, by most organized religion. So give us some basic tips on how to get into deep meditation.
Well, first of all, it requires an honest desire to get to know of those things that appear to be a mystery to us as black people and to everybody else, because we are not dealing with the mythology of the universe and everything, right? So you've got to retune your method of thinking, eliminating belief, to the extent that you conjures up an abundance of desire to know what life is all about, what the divine, the meaning and purpose of the universe. And once you begin to develop that appetite, then the vehicle to use to gain the knowledge of understanding of those mysteries is what we just got through talking about, is using divine meditation. But it takes a preparation of the individual having the knowledge with a desire to know what has not been taught to us.
Well, I mean, see, you've developed it, so you take it for granted because it's part and parcel of what you do. What I'm asking you to do is give some tips, because even people who have a genuine desire and a genuine thirst, once they begin that process, they still have to learn how to quiet the what I call the jungle mind to go beyond all the things that would distract them, and they start looking at the various ideas and the ideation that moves through their consciousness. So how do you get beyond that and to get into a truly meditative state?
Well,
and I know each people do it differently, but just give us some general idea.
Well, it has to take an effect of us realizing that what happens on the physical dimension is an illusion. And, you know, I'm trying to comply with your request, but it's not that simple, because, you know, that is why a while back I indicated, and everybody, you know, other people, when I indicated that there needs to be a divine spiritual retreat to take place with black people. Okay? What I was indicating is that there is certain electromagnetic waves of energy that each one of us let out.
Right. And for those skeptics, you can see it if you have what they call the electroencephalogram and you have a brain examination, you know, it can monitor certain levels of these emanations. So
right.
What he's saying is not far-fetched. Even the Western culture and scientists know this to be true, and they have machines that can measure it.
that is the knowledge of the ancients, of our ancestors, and the oppressor has taken that knowledge, plagiarized it, and now uses it as something that they have discovered on their own. And that's a whole another side for a new show, but I'm trying to comply with your request in terms of what steps and methods we are to use that would jettison us into the dimension of our spirituality, greater spirituality of consciousness. Or shall I say unconsciousness? Because the objective is to get away from mental consciousness in order to become in contact with the divine truth about all things. And to be able to give you a step-by-step procedure to use is somewhat difficult, because those steps are dependent upon the level and the quality of mind the participant has generated within himself or herself.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. I just was wondering if there were some general tips or steps that people can use, because, as you said, what you're saying is alien to most people. Because we have been discouraged and deceived about who we are, the best way to function, and how to improve the quality of our life without going outside paying people to paying some guru, some master or somebody else to enlighten us. Yes, we need guidance, but you know, even the so-called New Age movement and a lot of this stuff is nothing more than a big scam and a ripoff.
Most certainly. The thing that should be a tip to black people about what is true and what is a lie is what you have just stated about the mental temperament of black people today. What we are discussing here, as you have just stated, is alien to many and most black people. That should serve as a positive to black people that we need to latch on to this year of information that is alien to us. That is part of the statement that I made at the beginning of this show, and indicating that, you know, I'm here to give you what you have forgotten. I'm here to give to you what is alien to the caliber of mind that black people now wear today. And if what is revealed to me to share with black people is unfamiliar to black people, that should ignite the divine burning bush within the souls of black folk. But it does the opposite because of our arrogance, of ignorance.
Yeah, and also because of the fear factor, we have been conditioned by unspiritual people to be afraid of spirituality because our oppressor is caught up in materialism and in the senses, and you know, he cannot appreciate true spirituality. How can people get a copy of your latest book?
You have to order it from iUniverse, either from Amazon, and I think you could order it from Barnes & Noble.
All right, and then give us the title. Do you have the ISBN number so people could use that to order it?
I sure don't. Not at hand. The title is empower this divine spirituality, getting to know the real you.
Okay. Your social network page, does it have information on that, about on the book?
It should. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're coming up on a break, so we're going to break for a few minutes and we'll come back. You talked about one of your heroes was the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, and you've written a lot about repatriation and Pan-Africanism. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Give us the title of the book again.
The title of the book is Divine Spirituality, Getting to Know the Real You.
All right. Now, your other books, are they still in print?
Only one of them, that is Lies About God.
Mm-hmm. So how can people get that?
The same. No. Only through Amazon, and they have to order directly from me.
Okay. So how a direct order?
Well, by contacting me at my email address at OEVALA2002@yahoo.com.
All right, give that again in case somebody didn't have a pencil or pen.
Okay, that's OEVALA.
Okay. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with our guest following these brief messages, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Junius Ricardo Stanton, inviting you to join me in financially supporting the Blake Radio Network on a regular basis. We need your continuing patronage to help the Blake Radio Network remain alive and thriving both now and well into the future. There are several easy ways you can send your contribution. To use PayPal, click on the help link on the Blake Radio Network's website at www.blakeradio.com. Or you can go directly to the PayPal website and click the send money link. Type in rainbowsoul@blakeradio.com as the email address and Unlimited Ventures as the payee. Then follow the instructions. To send a check or money order, make it out to Unlimited Ventures, care of Neil Blake, and mail it to 73 Ireland Place, that's IRELEND Place, Suite 109, Amityville, AMITYVILLE, New York, 11701. It's easy, painless, and uncomplicated. And you'll feel great after doing it, knowing you're keeping the Blake Radio Network alive and on the cutting edge of media technology. I'm Junius Ricardo Stanton, thanking you in advance for your support.
Our guest is Chief Elder Osiris Akibala, who's an author. He's a deep thinker, philosopher, and mystic. He has published three books, Lies About God, My God, the Creator, and Divine Spirituality. He's also the founder of the Sankofa Repatriation Movement and the Pan-African International Movement. Earlier you said that one of the main influences in your thinking was the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. Many people refer to him as the Back to Africa Movement, and he, or some refer to him, I think it's kind of insulting to refer to him as a black Zionist.
Yes.
People, a lot of folks really don't understand the depth and the breadth of his movement. You're a Pan-Africanist, and you often talk about repatriation. And I just want to point out that definitely Garvey was working toward establishing a place, but he got caught up in the colonial and imperialist movement because his plans threatened some of the major corporations and some of the major colonial powers. given what's going on in Africa now, how does that impact, or does it impact, your whole approach to repatriation?
Most certainly not. Matter of fact, it hates it. The need for such a move. But you must understand that repatriation without reparation nullifies the move. Reparation is an issue that has been taken and made to be confusing to our people. It has long since been revealed to me that whenever you're dealing with reparation, you're dealing with an act that has been carried out by our enslaved ancestors that justified the demand. Reparation is not about what the children of the enslaved ancestors have done. It's about worse abuse that has been performed against our African ancestors who were victims of child slavery. So, there's been
You're starting to fade out a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I need you to speak up just a little bit louder.
Okay. There can be no justification for the oppressive denial, the demand coming from the children of those enslaved ancestors for reparation. The problem is the children of those.
Hold on, I have to interrupt you a minute. Hold on, I have to adjust something here. Hold on a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the children of those enslaved ancestors must come to realize that any advocation for reparation rests upon the abuse, the enslavement, the mutilation, the rape, and the murder of our slave ancestors, and the work performed by them day in, day out, sundown to sun up. So that's established. America and her allies that constructed that institution of child slavery is indebted to our slave ancestors. And it is that reparation on which repatriation hinges. And it too represents freedom for Africa and unity for the black nation.
My thought on it is that real reparations is a spiritual act. It's about real justice, real harmony, real balance, and real reconciliation. Given the consciousness of our people and given the consciousness of our adversaries or the wrongdoers, do you think that given it's a spiritual concept, they will grasp it anytime soon?
No. It's something like reparation is something like a two-edged sword. Okay? It requires a depth of divine spirituality in order to get.
Right.
Okay? But it's a physical reception. Okay? Reparation is money earned by our enslaved ancestors. You can't get around that. The spirituality of it, and you have to understand what spirituality is all about. It's nothing but a state of mind, it's a behavior, it's an attitude. That's what spirit is. And we have to develop a level of divinity in our spirituality that would move us with force to demand payment of reparation. Now, with those two in combined, and with black people moving under the spirituality to to reach such a goal, the oppressor will submit. I don't trouble myself about reconciliation. I don't trouble myself about...
No, I'm not talking about integration. I'm talking about reconciliation in the sense that what was where we ruled the planet in all our highest awareness and higher consciousness, that's what I'm talking about.
Right, right. Okay, so, you know, there must be a reconsideration of all of that, you know, in order to get you back to do what we need to do in order to obtain our ancestors' reparation. But any other approach to that sacred issue demeans it. And by demeaning reparation, really causes us to be disrespectful towards our enslaved ancestors. You know, anytime you deal with reparation with a mind that I'm out to get a check.
Right, right, right.
You know, that's disrespectful to our ancestors.
Right.
Because our behind didn't go through what they went through. You know, and where the oppressor attempts to confuse us at is when he allows you to have a certain limited amount of welfare. You know, he treats that as if he's paying us for what he did to our ancestors. It ain't about us in terms of reparations. It's about what you did to the ancestor you enslaved. And once we get on one accord of divinely understanding that approach, then reparation becomes just, you know, at the snap of a finger. The oppressor knows he has to give it up, but, you know, he's sitting down looking at us laughing because we are not using the divine approach that will qualify us to get it. It's about retrieving our ancestors' reparation, but it has to be with a regaining, going back to what we were talking about earlier, a regaining of our divine mind. It's all about the thought process. And until we master that thought process, we will always be a people as we are today. And the Honorable Marcus Garvey was laying the foundation that would lead us and qualify us to be able to obtain our ancestors' reparation. Now, I'm the first to admit, and I have great, tremendous respect and love for my spiritual father, the Honorable Marcus Garvey, but there were errors that was made, you know, on his journey. But there is not a leader to have come after that man that holds the greater love that he showed towards Africa and black people. And no greater leader as he. Because he had the spirit and the mentality of how to organize black folks.
All right, brother, we're almost out of time. Is there anything in the next 4 minutes that you want to share with our listeners that we haven't covered thus far?
Yes, I will close with this, my brother. In an attempt to energize black people, to open your minds up, and we aren't going to have this internet for too long, much longer. As you can observe, even the devil uses it to organize his people, not for some type of useless chit-chat. Black people have yet to utilize this magnificent internet called the computer for purpose to inform or to organize black people. And without organization, I'm not talking about, you know, organization. I'm talking about organization of mind. The black race is dead. So there needs to be at some point a calling and a coming together of a nucleus this furious black nationalist Garveyite sisters and brothers who would be willing to go into unlimited scar session and not come out until they come out with a plan and an agenda that will assure the receiving of our enslaved ancestors' reparations and would qualify us to inform the sisters and brothers on this ground intelligently as to why it is now time for us to prepare for our return. Most of us don't know that we have some place to go because this foreign leader will not inform them of the truth about who we are. So there needs to be a unifying effort of black minds without the trinity of evil, I call them, which is envy, ego, and jealousy. They got to be put in jail in reference to black people before we are able to really come together seriously and understand that collectiveness overshadows individuality. Individuality becomes a step that leads to collectivism. And collectively, we become the mighty force we once were before the coming of Lucifer into our presence. And I said this to you, my brother. You all who have these internet radio shows and TV programs and so forth, there needs to be a coming together of you all so that you can reach to become on one accord as to what needs to be done to organize our people. We are a disorganized black African people from corner to corner, cardinal point to cardinal point. And as long as that happens, the world is at ease. We do not have the imagination to see that if at this time, if there would be a mass uprising of black people in this country, the confusion and the nervousness it would cause around the world, we fail to realize that it is the diaspora Africans who serve as the trendsetter to black Africa. And as we go, so goes Africa. That's my message, my brother.
All right, brothers, it's always good to speak to you, and I promise you I won't let it be as long as it has been. We'll have you back.
All right, my brother. Thank you a lot.
Man. All right, man. Stay strong.
Okay.
Hotepu.
And as we close out today's program, this is Junius Ricardo Stanton wishing each and every one of you love, peace, health, prosperity, wisdom, but most of all, power, the power to find meaning, purpose, and fulfillment in your life so that you evolve into all that the Creator intends for you to be and your life manifests magnificently as you actualize the divinity, genius, creativity that is within you. Till next time, stay strong.
Cyberspace is a place that no army with artillery can invade, where no military.
You've been listening to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind on the Blake Radio Network with Junius Ricardo Stanton. Thank you for logging on. We invite you to tune in again and engage in mental decolonization. Free your mind, the rest will follow.
That no corporation incorporates, no denomination faith dominates, and no court is going to try any.